The University of Arkansas is posting data on active COVID-19 cases on campus on a new online dashboard. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Along with Arkansas Department of Health, COVID-19 state and county data, as well as city and school district data published by the Arkansas Center for Health Improvement, the University of Arkansas's Pat Walker Health Center is hosting an active coronavirus case dashboard. Mark Rushing is Associate Vice Chancellor for University Relations.
The data includes all of the on-campus testing and the results, whether it's negative or positive. And we move to a three times a week reporting schedule now. So we update the dashboard report every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
The Pat Walker Health Center only performs polymerase chain reaction, or PCR, tests to detect the presence of coronavirus, the gold standard. With federal and state funding, more public health clinics and commercial labs in Arkansas are conducting rapid COVID-19 antigen tests. Antigens are produced by an immune response to exposure to the virus. Both PCR and antigen test samples are obtained via deep nasal swabs. PCR test results may take days. An antigen test result can take less than 30 minutes. PCR testing is widely available in Arkansas. Antigen testing, however, is new. Then there's blood antibody tests, also increasingly available, which measure the presence of antibodies in human blood to determine COVID-19 exposure.
Obviously, antibody testing wouldn't be appropriate, but we feel like that whether it's a PCR test or an antigen test, if they're reporting a positive case, then we're reporting it as a positive case. The antigen tests are nearly as accurate as PCRs when it comes to positive tests. Where they're not as accurate is when it comes to negative tests. So occasionally you'll test negative in an antigen test when you're actually positive. And so that doesn't impact our stats, because the self-reports, we're only taking those that are reporting positive. But again, if someone's self-reporting an antigen test, then we would accept that.
Along with university testing results and self-reported positive case results, the UA COVID-19 dashboard reports results from the Arkansas Department of Health. A scroll down also reveals total active case counts on campus beneath our directives detailing best isolation and quarantine practices. The Pat Walker Health COVID-19 website also contains information on campus-wide prevention and preparation in alignment with state mandates and U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines.
You know, I might mention there are sites all around campus that are that have a little bit more specific or customized information for particular areas. For instance, facilities management has some information on a page. University Housing has FAQs and resources that are specifically for university housing. University Recreation, the same way. So there are some mini sites around campus.
All to accommodate the university's diverse facilities.
So we really redid that site this summer leading into the fall to categorize things in a more topical fashion, really try to condense the content, make it easier to find, easier to navigate with lots of hyperlinks off to the information and where it lives. We've also got an archive of all the chancellor's messages to campus that regard COVID-19. And there are some other resources and links there as well, including most recently adding a dashboard report.
And all students are required on campus to follow strict behavior guidelines, Rushing says.
You know, the foundational elements, of course, are you're required to wear a mask indoors at all times, and then you're required to wear a mask outdoors when at least 6 feet of social distancing cannot be assured.
Which applies to off-campus activities as well.
Students, faculty, and staff are doing a really good job following the basic safety guidelines on campus, but we can't see as much what's happening off campus.
A College Crisis Initiative website sponsored by Davidson College in North Carolina aggregates the status of four-year public and nonprofit colleges as they embark on fall reopening. Of nearly 3,000 community colleges and universities tallied, only 69 are holding classes fully in person. 567 are primarily in person. 466 are hybrid, like the University of Arkansas. 803 are mostly online, and 191 are fully online. The remainder are undetermined.
And, you know, flexibility is really the key this semester. Even for those in-person courses, instructors are have been asked to be very flexible with students who say, you know what, I'm gonna attend remotely today or this week or for a period of time, and that should be fine. Because what we want to do is not only protect our entire campus community, but make sure everyone is comfortable with the mode of learning that they are using at all times as well.
According to Pat Walker Health Center Medical Director, Dr. Hoda Sharaf, because several hundred active cases of coronavirus occurred within just the first week of classes on the U of A campus, that's cause for anyone experiencing symptoms or exposure to the virus to be tested. The U of A Pat Walker Health Center is offering testing at the Garland Garage Monday through Friday. To schedule an appointment, call 479-575-4451. Choosing option one. Members of the campus community are required to self-report any positive results via an online self-reporting form. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And the dashboard was updated late yesterday afternoon and lists 399 active cases on campus, with 185 new positive cases added Monday and Tuesday.